Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no. However,
will be experiencing on today. God, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, God bless you for joining us on today and reading of the Word of God. Once again, we're coming out of the book of Numbers. We're at chapter 19 in the book of Numbers. Praise God. Praise God. We're just going to continue forth for 30 minutes of this time. And God bless. Hold on just a moment. Numbers chapter 19. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, this is the ordinance of the law which the Lord hath commanded, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring thee a reed heifer without spot, wherein is no blemish, and upon which never came yoke. And ye shall give her unto Eleazar the priest, that ye may bring her forth without the camp, and one shall slay her before his face. And Eleazar the priest shall take of her blood with his finger and sprinkle of her blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation seven times, and one bear a heifer in his sight. Her skin and her flesh and her blood with her dung shall he burn. And the priest shall take cedar wood and hyssop and scarlet and cast it into the midst of the burning of the heifer. Then the priest shall wash his clothes, and he shall bathe his flesh in water, and afterward he shall come into the camp, and the priest shall be unclean until the eve. And he that burneth her shall wash his clothes in water and bathe his flesh in water and shall be unclean until the eve. And the man that is clean shall gather up the ashes of the heifer and lay them up without the camp in the clean place. And it shall be kept for the congregation of the children of Israel for the water of separation. It is a purification for sin. And he that gathereth the ashes of a heifer shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening, and it shall be unto the children of Israel and unto the stranger that sojourneth among them for a statue forever. He that toucheth a dead body of any man shall be unclean 7 days. He shall purify himself with it on the third day, and on the seventh day he shall be clean. But if he purify it not himself the third day, then the seventh day he shall not be clean. Whosoever toucheth the dead body of any man that is dead, the purify not himself, he followed the tabernacle of the Lord. And the soul shall be cut off from Israel, because the water of the separation was not sprinkled upon him, and he shall be unclean. His uncleanness is yet upon him. This is the law. When a man dieth in a tent, all that come into the tent, and all that is in the tent shall be unclean 7 days. And every open vessel which hath no covering bound upon it is unclean. And whosoever toucheth one of that is slain with a sword in the open field, or dead body, or bone of a man, or grave, shall be unclean 7 days. And for an unclean person, they shall take of the ashes of the burnt heifer in purification for sin, and running water shall be put thereto in a vessel. And a clean person shall take hyssop and dip it in the water and sprinkle it upon the tent and upon all the vessels and upon the person that were there, and upon him that touched the bone, or one slain, or one dead, or a grave. And the king's person shall sprinkle upon the unclean on the third day, on the seventh day. And on the seventh day, he shall purify himself and wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and shall be clean at evening. But the man that shall be clean, unclean, and shall not purify himself, that soul shall be cut off from among the congregation, because he hath defiled the sanctuary of the Lord. The water of separation hath not been sprinkled upon him. He is unclean. And it shall be perpetual statute unto them, that he that sprinkleth the water of separation shall wash his clothes, and that touches the water of separation shall be unclean until evening. And whatsoever the unclean person toucheth shall be unclean, and the soul that toucheth it shall be unclean until evening. Chapter 20. Then came the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, into the desert of Zin in the first month. And the people of Dob in Kadesh, and the Miriam died there and was buried there. And there was no water for the congregation. And they gathered together themselves against Moses and against Aaron. And the people chided with Moses and spoke, saying, "Would God that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord? And why have you brought up the congregation of the Lord into the wilderness? And we and our cattle shall die here? And wherefore have you made us come up out of Egypt and bring us into the evil places? It is no place of seed or of fig or of vine or of pomegranate. Neither is there any water to drink." And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly into the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And they fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared upon them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "Take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water. And thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. Thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink." And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, "Hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock?" Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod, he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because he believed me not. The sanctified me in the eyes of the children of Israel. Therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. This is the water of Meribah. Children of Israel strove with the Lord, and he was sanctified in them. And Moses sent messengers from Kadesh into the king of Edom. Thus saith thy brother Israel, thou knowest all the travail that hath befallen us. Now our fathers went down into Egypt, and we have dwelt in Egypt a long time. And the Egyptians vexed us and our fathers. And when we cried out unto the Lord, he heard our voice and sent an angel and hath brought us forth out of Egypt. And behold, we are in Kadesh, a city in the uttermost of their borders. Let us pass, I pray thee, through thy country. We will not pass through the fields or through the vines. Yards, we neither will give drink of water of the wells. We will go by the king's highway. We will not turn to the right hand nor to the left until we have passed thy border. And Edom said unto him, thou shalt not pass by me, lest I come out against thee with a sword. And the children of Israel said unto him, we will go by the highway, and if I and my cattle drink of thy water, then I will pay for it. I will only, without doing on anything else, go through on my feet. And he said, thou shalt not go through. And Edom came out against him with much people and with a strong hand. And the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, journeyed from Kadesh and came into Mount Hor. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the mountain, he, by the cost of the land of Edom, saying, Aaron shall be gathered unto the people, for he shall not enter into the land which I have given unto the children of Israel, because ye rebelled against my word at the water of Meribah. Take Aaron and Eleazar his son and bring them up to Mount Hor. And strip Aaron of his garments, and put them upon Eleazar his son. And Aaron shall be gathered unto his people and shall die there. And Moses did as the Lord.
And put them upon Eleazar his son. And Aaron died there in the top of the mount. And Moses and Eleazar came down from the mount. And when all the congregation saw that Aaron was dead, they mourned for Aaron 30 days, even all the house of Israel. Chapter 21. And the Lord... And when the king Eret the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south, heard till that Israel came by the way of the spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. And Israel vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, if thou wilt indeed deliver us people into my hand, that I will utterly destroy this. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities. And he called the name of the place Hormah. And he journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against Moses and against Moses and against God. Wherefore have we brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For this is no bread, neither is there any water or soul. Our soul loadeth this like bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. People came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away and against thee, take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon the pole. It shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon the pole. And it came to pass that if the serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. And the children of Israel set forward and pinched in Abram, in the wilderness which is before Moab toward the sunrise. From tents they removed and pitched in the valley of Zered. From tents they removed and pitched on the other side of Arnon, which is in the wilderness that cometh out of the coast of the Amorites. For Arnon is the border of Moab, between Moab and the Amorites. Wherefore it is said in the book of the wars of the Lord, what he did in the Red Sea and in the brooks of Arnon and at the stream of the brook that goeth down in the dwelling of Ar and lieth upon the border of Moab. And from the tents they went to Beer, that is the well. Wherefore the Lord spake unto Moses, gathered the people together, and I will give them water. Israel sang this song. Sing, spring up, O well, sing ye unto it. The princes digged the well. The nobles of the people digged it by the direction of the lawgiver with their strength. And from the wilderness they went to Matana, and from Matana to Nahalio, and from Nahalio to Bomot, and from Bomot in the valley, there is in the country of Moab, to the top Jeshimon. And Israel sent messengers unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, saying, let me pass through thy land. We will not turn into the fields or into the vineyards. We will not drink of the waters of the well, but we will go along by the king's highway until we be past thy borders. And Sihon would not suffer Israel to pass through the border. But Sihon gathered all his people together and went out against Israel into the wilderness. And he came to Jahaz and fought against Israel. And Israel smote him with the edge of a sword and passed his land from Anon onto Jabbok, even into the children of Anon from the border of the children of Ammon was strong. And Israel took all these cities that Israel dwelt in, all the cities of Amorites and Heshbon, and in all that villages thereof. For Heshbon was the city of Sihon, and the king of Amorites, who had fought against the former king of the Moab, and taken all his land out of the hand, even upon Arnon. Wherefore they that speak in Proverbs say, come into the Heshbon, let the city of Sihon be built in pairs, for there is fire gone out of Heshbon, a flame from the city of Sihon. It hath consumed Ar and Moab, and the lords of the high places of Arnon. Woe to thee, Moab. Thou art undone, O people of Chemosh. He hath given his sons that escape and his daughters into captivity unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, who have shot at them. Heshbon is perished, even unto Dibon. And we have laid them waste, even unto the Nephah, which reacheth unto Medeba. Thus Israel built in the land of Amorites, and Moses sent it to spy out Jezreel, and they took the villages thereof and drove out the Amorites that were there, and they returned and went up by the way of Bashan, and Og the king of Bashan went out against them, all people, to the battle of Ibrear, have delivered. And the Lord said unto Moses, fear him not, for I have delivered him into the hand, and all his people, and his land, and thou shalt do to him as thou didst upon Sihon, king of the Amorites, which dwelt in Heshbon, until there was none left him alive, and they possessed his land. That concludes our reading from the book of Numbers, chapter 21. We thank God for the reading on today. May you be blessed. Until we meet on tomorrow, God bless you. We have a message. Praise God. Yes, sir. The mic is open.
Hey, Pastor Sean, it's Andrew. Just want to say thanks again for the reading, man, and keeping your word and the commitment to God and sustain positive in the ministry, man. And I'm coming in on Monday with my word, so don't miss out. And thanks again for the reading, man. You did a great job. Thank you, bro.
Thank you. Thank you, man, so much for the encouragement. We appreciate you. God bless you. That was Minister Andrew Orlander out of Los Angeles, California. For many of you that are tuning in to us, please take notes and remember, we come on every Monday. He comes on, brings his message at 4 o'clock. I believe that's 4 o'clock, or have you switched that?
It's going to be 6 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Central time, and 9 o'clock Eastern time.
There it is. Okay, we got that. 6 o'clock. You're coming on at 6 o'clock. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. That's 6 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 9 o'clock Eastern Time.
Amen. Amen. We heard it. So praise God. Tune in, and We also have message on the Sunday, 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. Feel free to tune in. Dave and Diane, Ministry and Friends. We do truly thank you for joining us on today. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. I almost let go, but I didn't.
This song says
God
still mercy there. Kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.